we started doing a bit more research into this Bakes on Meshes project, trying to scope out the requirements. I think some people may have noticed we've been changing the status on some JIRAs and doing some linking and stuff. There's no project actually underway now, but we're doing a little more digging into it. One question related to that that I thought I might run by the group here is the question of which textures need to be baked. You know, the idea here is that this gives you a replacement for the kind of onion avatars, and that you do it by applying your avatar's baked textures instead. But the avatar bake texture is just the diffuse texture, right? That's all it's supported for the system avatar. So we've got the diffuse texture, but we don't have normal maps or spec maps. And currently the baking server doesn't know anything about materials. It can't bake normal maps or spec maps. So I'm curious, how that would fly with people who are trying to replace onion avatars. Are most of these things, basically just using the diffuse avatar textures, or are they also trying to do stuff with the materials?
I think most are going to use materials. It would somewhat be ridiculous to make a human avatar without using materials because there's so much of a benefit. But I don't really see that as a problem with the baking system, because the baking system is not going to override our materials, is it?
Well, it wouldn't override the materials, but I guess if it's intended as a replacement for having to explicitly model a bunch of layers of meshes, then to get the normal map stuff to look right, you would also need to have a baked normal map, right? If you could just apply your existing avatar baked textures onto a single mesh, then you wouldn't have the same you wouldn't get the same kind of layering effect for the other material properties.
You've got
a leather jacket that has some kind of a nobly leather texture that's deposed by a normal map, and that goes over your shiny lamé shirt that has a specular map and so forth. And so to get that stuff to look right, if you're just applying it all onto a single mesh, then you would need to be compositing the material textures too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I'm not totally sure that people are going to use the system exactly like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm really trying to understand better. I don't feel like I understand the typical use cases well enough to say whether this is a must-have or not. I mean, obviously if you ask people, would you like to include materials, they'll say yes, but if you're talking about, something that's going to take a fair amount of time to implement and could affect whether we even tackle the feature at all, then you really need some kind of a question for you really need some kind of a call on what the priority is and how many people would benefit from it.